Patrick Clancy's lawyer to conspiracy theorists claiming he was involved in children's murders, Enough is Enough. By Amy Furr on September 8, 2026. A lawyer for Lindsay Clancy's ex-husband is warning people who are claiming Patrick Clancy was involved in the murders of his three children. In a statement Tuesday, Howard Cooper said, "Over the past months, Patrick Clancy and his family have been subjected to a relentless, escalating, and destructive defamation campaign," CBS News reported. "This campaign of misinformation has been launched and promoted by minor celebrities, so-called influencers, and outright conspiracy theorists who appear intent on boosting their own social media profiles and potential profit by publishing what they know to be outright falsehoods that Patrick was somehow involved in the death of his young children, and other vile claims," he stated in part. In conclusion, Cooper said, "Enough is enough. This spread of blatant and baseless falsehoods must stop. Those responsible should understand that there will be consequences, and every appropriate measure will be pursued to hold them accountable, including legally. Law enforcement has been notified." Lindsay Clancy admitted to murdering the couple's three children, and many people have come out in support of the woman whose case resulted in a mistrial last week, Breitbart News reported Friday. Reports said one male juror was the lone holdout in opposing a not guilty verdict, and female jurors broke down in court after he blocked the other members from clearing Lindsay by reason of insanity, according to the outlet. Judge William Sullivan declared the deadlock after the jury of 9 women and 3 men split 11-1 for acquittal across 7 days and more than 36 hours of deliberations. Clancy, 36, acknowledged strangling Cora, 5, Dawson, 3, and Callan, 8 months, at the family's Duxbury home in 2023, but said postpartum psychosis left her unable to appreciate what she was doing, the Breitbart News article read. Lindsay Clancy's defense attorney has since urged President Donald Trump to give her a presidential pardon while arguing she should not be held criminally responsible for killing her children. "Mr. President, I would hope that you would consider this young lady, the type of person she is, what she's been through, and consider a pardon," Kevin Reddington said, according to Breitbart News. In his comments regarding the mistrial, Trump said, "I assume there's going to be another trial. It's a terrible situation. Look, she did a horrible, horrible thing. Can't be worse."